the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We're becoming a drug-infested nation. Drugs are becoming cheaper than candy bars.
I hope you're ready for some of the finest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Well, you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 265. And we got it underway with the Fantastic Monks. The song's been doing the rounds of the internet over the last week or so. Thanks to Jack White's label Third Man Records, some early previously unearthed recordings of the Monks are going to be released on June 23rd as Hamburg Tapes 1967. Tracks recorded during the same 1967 sessions that would produce the Monks' final single, Love Can Tame the Wild. One song has been released so far, I'm Watching You. How fantastic to have some new Monks recording and to have the Monks kicking off this episode of Retrospect.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, as always, a set of great 60s garage obscurities coming your way. I'm going to get it underway with a band called The Minimum Daily Requirements from One Tower, Long Island, New York. Formed 1966. This was a 45 from 1967 for Tower Records, The Minimum Daily Requirements with I'm Grounded.
So high. Well, I used to feel as high as the birds up in the sky. Well, but since you put me down, well, you know just how it sounded. Well, I'm grounded, yeah, grounded, grounded. You don't care. Now the times have changed. Together, I promised you all world things. But when I turned my back on you, you went and clipped my wings. And you know a bird can't fly, no, and he has no wings. And now you got all those guys buying you all those things. But I'm grounded, yeah, grounded. You know I'm grounded. You don't care. And I'm just gonna sit around. I'm gonna watch them all.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Estes Perkel, and I'd like to ask you a question. What do you think about the future of our country? Are you alarmed about the increased crime rate in all of our cities? Does the killing of policemen and judges in nearly every major city disturb you? What about the riots that are breaking out on our college campuses nearly every week? Do you think that this is just the younger generation coming of age and times will soon be better? If this is your feeling, I'm afraid you're in for a rude awakening.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand. You can check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/freefm89. Don't forget, Retrospect is on Facebook, of course, as well. facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So we had a set of garage obscurities there, the minimum daily requirements from Long Island with a track called I'm Grounded. Then we had The Bells. Now, we've had them a number of times on Retrospect with that most fantastic cover and reinterpretation of Van Morrison's Gloria called Melvin. This is the B-side to that 6645 called Comeback from The Bells. And then thirdly in the set, the Canadian Classics, 1966-45 on Valiant Records, Canadian label. The band's out of Vancouver, the Canadian Classics, track called I Don't Know. So the minimum daily requirements, The Bells and the Canadian Classics. More great obscurities coming up in just one moment. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness. Woo! Woo!
No! Well, more 60s music making the press over the last week or two. Pink Floyd, now the anniversary of their first releases. Let's mark the occasion with a cover of their second single, released June 1967, also appeared on the 67 album The Piper at the Gates of Dawn. The track is See Emily Play. A number of bands actually covered this track. I've chosen one by a band called The 321, Canadian band. 45 released pretty much at the same time as Pink Floyd's version. Re-released on ARC Records in 2008. So this is Canada's 3-1 with See Emily Play.
somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play free games for pay. See Emily play. Soon after dark,
Saturday night and everyone else is out having fun, it's the best excuse in the world to join the party. One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here, the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers. Most young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
But you-
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Set of four tracks there. Top of the set, 1967 45 from 3 to 1 out of Canada, cover of Pink Floyd's See Emily Play. Then we had from Woodhaven, New York, a band called The Tides Inn, B-side to a November 67 45. The A-side was Go Away From My Door, the B-side, Trip With Me. Then Creation's Disciple, another 66 release, the A-side called Psychedelic Retraction. And then finally there, the 13th Floor Elevators, track that came out on the 1966 album, The Psychedelic Sounds of the 13th Floor Elevators. The song is called Tried to Hide, the version there from the Sign of the Three-Eyed Men box set, which brings together alternate takes, live performances, really fantastic if you're a fan of the Elevators. So 3-1, Tides in, Creation's Disciple in the 13th Floor Elevators. Keep listening, Global Garage is coming up straight after this.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Well, every episode of Retrospect, we take a look at some of the 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat and more from the far-flung corners of the world. I've lined four tracks up for this week's episode. It's getting underway with a track actually from 1970. It's a B-side out of France. The guy's called Jean-Yves Breton. The single was called Cendrillon. This is the B-side, Voila, by Jean-Yves Breton.
Je l'avais promis, voilà. Oui, j'ai réussi, voilà. Cette fille qui ne voulait pas, qui m'avait filé dans les doigts, je la tiens dans mon coin, voilà. M'épouser, mes menaces avait toujours laissé de glace, mais elle est toute à moi. Je la vendrai à quiconque, nue et belle si je le veux. Je mènerai son corps au monde, beaucoup d'argent pour moi. Je l'avais promis.
Comenzaba a oscurecer y de pronto el motor se me paró y la luz se me apagó. Enseguida los problemas comenzaron, pues yo no sabía de carros nada y yo solo sé manejar. Otro auto se paró, enseguida se bajó una chica muy bonita que me dijo: oiga, se le ofrece algo, se le descompuso el carro. Si usted quiere, yo le ayudo a arreglarlo, pues sé algo de mecánica, ¿verdad? Enseguida yo acepté. Oh, mami, ayúdame a buscarla. Salgo con deseos que se descomponga mi auto y que vuelva a aparecer esa chica que encantadora es,
mami, lo que tengo que hacer, lo que tengo que hacer, mami, dime, para volverla a ver. Oh, mami, ayúdame a buscarla, pues se marchó, que no la he vuelto a ver. Ahora salgo con deseos que se descomponga mi auto y que vuelva a aparecer esa chica que encantadora es y que no la he vuelto a ver. Dime, mami, lo que tengo que hacer, lo que tengo que hacer, mami, dime, para volverla a ver.
¡Hey! Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
Non ci vedo più, accendi una stella, illumina tu la notte per me, aiutami tu, accendi una stella per noi. Ci vedo più, accendi una stella, illumina tu la notte per me, aiutami tu, accendi una stella per noi. Non ci vedo più, accendi una stella, illumina tu la notte per me, aiutami tu, accendi una stella per noi. Non ci vedo più.
Thank you.
And that's our Global Garage for episode 265 of Retrospect. Jean-Yves Breton topped the set with Voila. Then Mexican psychedelic band formed 1964 as the Teddy Bears. They changed their name to Los OVNIs, or the UFOs. Video of this one up on our Facebook page called Pequena Ayuda de Mama. Of course, the Rolling Stones, Mother's Little Helper. Then one that's new to me, the band's called I Chiodi, or the Nails, I believe, from Bergamo, Italy. They had a number of 45s through 1966 and 1967, then a compilation released in 1988 called The Nails, bringing those 45s and some other material together. So I Chiodi, Accendi Una Stella, 1967 45, a reinterpretation, of course, of The Monkees' I'm a Believer. And then another cover to wrap the set, a 1967 45 on Milliyet Records out of Turkey. Now, the band called İzmir Özel Kasiyaka Lisesi, the A-side of that 45, a cover of Wild Thing, we took the B-side, their version of the Yardbirds, Over, Under, Sideways, Down. That one appears on a comp called 26 Turkish Beat, Psych and Garage Delights. So Jean-Yves Breton out of France, Los OVNIs out of Mexico, I Chiodi out of Italy, and İzmir Özel Kasiyaka Lisesi out of Turkey. A truly global garage set for episode 265.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Well, here's one from Florida. The band is called The Hungry Eyes. I'm not able to find any information about the band, but they did have this track on the Psychedelic States Florida in the 60s Volume 3 compilation. Here they are, Hungry Eyes with Half Your Life.
Just half as much as she hurt me. I may call that a straining after falsetto dreams of glory. You may call it nothing but a breakdown in gender, that same androgynous phenomenon of the pop scene that produces boys with long hair and ruffled shirts. And you may be right, but back to the music.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, and I remind you again that back episodes are available a bunch of places on the web. Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, MyTuner Radio, Player.fm. You can pretty much just search Retrospect Garage Punk and you'll find a convenient way to download those back episodes. But if you do it via Apple Podcasts, I'd appreciate your feedback and rating on there. Also, hook up with us at Facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio. We had the Hungry Eyes top of the set with Half Your Life. Then the Five Kinetics, also known as the Kinetics, originally as the Kinetic Energy when they formed in 1963. By 1968, on the cusp of national exposure, they'd released two singles and LP. They toured extensively around the Midwest and filled concert halls in Chicago. We took one from 1967, and it's a favourite of mine, their cover of the 13th Floor Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me. Then thirdly in the set, video of this one up on our Facebook page. The band is called Alliance, another one of these bands that I just can't really find any useful information about, but a fantastic cover of The Monkees' I'm Not Your Stepping Stone.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you, and I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, that's it for episode 265 of Retrospect. We've had a good look at Global Garage, two tracks out of Canada so far. I'm going to leave you with a third one. This band is called the John Lee Group, also known as John Lee and the Checkmates. One of Toronto's hottest live acts, fantastic rhythm section, such a strong soul influence, in fact, primarily a soul band. Their career, apparently, is a story of missed opportunities, internal strife, threat of legal action, all preventing the group from issuing a single until 3 years after its inception. This band missed out on the big time. But I like to finish with an instrumental. Got one from the John Lee Group, out of Canada. This is a 1967 track called Pork Chops. And that's it for Retrospect, episode 265.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.